spending each commercial break drawing inappropriate cartoons. Here's Carpenter and Rothman.
All right, welcome back in. Always good to have our buddy who's on the pulse of the situation when it comes to college football, Tom Van Haren from ESPN. Covers it all, recruiting as well. Covers one of our favorites in golf and all sorts of sports business. Tom, welcome back. Hope you're well.
Hey, I'm doing well. How are you guys doing?
Good, brother. We are in a situation. First, let me get your, you know, since you're a recruiting guy, I mean, can you believe what has happened here at Ohio State? I mean, Urban retires. And you think, all right, if the Big Ten schools or anybody recruiting against Ohio State feels like, okay, if we ever had a shot, let's try to get at them, you know, during a transitional time of coaching. And then look what Ryan Day does and his staff. And then Kerry Combs comes back. And then you have the NFL draft. And we were the number one rated market to watch the NFL draft. I mean, a non-NFL city, the number one market. And three guys that play for Ohio State were up there, 1, 2, and 3. And then you have a pandemic come in. So you think, okay, everything's going to get shut down and all this recruiting's going to kind of dry up. And what does Ohio State do? They just keep getting after it. Give me your reaction to what they've done, you know, since Urban's retirement to now.
Yeah, it has been incredible. You're right. And I think when that transition happened, that was really two of the bigger questions were, what's the product going to look like on the field? And then what's recruiting going to look like? Because everybody knows Urban Meyer was a relentless recruiter. He was a closer. He was a finisher. He wasn't afraid to go against anybody. And so how do you replace that? An all-timer, how do you replace that? And we saw on the field, Ryan Day, that offense, you know, it was incredible. And the defense, and I know they've had some coaching changes on the defensive side, but everything just seemed to come together for them. And I think that obviously helps with recruiting, because recruits have a lot of those same questions that the fans and analysts do as well, that when there's a coaching change like that and you lose a big name like Urban Meyer, recruits are looking at what's going to happen on the field. Am I still going to have the same opportunities there at Ohio State that I did while Urban Meyer was there to make it to the NFL, to compete for a national championship? And Ohio State checked off all those boxes in this past season. And so I've been saying to a lot of people, looking at this now that we've had some data, this really past couple of months in recruiting for Ohio State, I think a description that I've been using is Ryan Day, I feel like, is maybe a little bit more personable Urban Meyer, someone who is following the same blueprint, who's just as relentless, but maybe, for lack of better terms, maybe a little bit nicer on the surface. And you look at what recruits and the parents want. They want someone that's comfortable and relatable, and I think he's giving that to them.
Yeah, so, softer, gentler version.
Right. It's true, though, right?
Yeah. You guys see that? Oh, no, it's absolutely – no, he's right. Right, Bob?
You're hitting the nail on the head, Tom. I've never heard anybody describe it like that. And listening to you, you know, spell it out and, like, try to search for the words to make it – because it's not that you're trying to – besmirch Urban Meyer. I mean, the guy won 3 national championships, right? Phenomenal recruiters, that all these things, great. But, and Ryan Day isn't him, like, and he was never going to be him. So you just try to be the best version of yourself and maybe utilize some of those same systems and processes. And he's really done a great job of it. And so, you know, it is a very accurate assessment, I think, because, you know, Urban is 100% business. I think Ryan brings a little bit more of a personal touch and a personal element, and especially to the most important position in football. And it used to only be in the NFL. And now, let's face it, it's college too. The teams with the best quarterbacks are the teams that you'll play in the college football playoff and have chances to win the national championship. And so with what he was able to do with Dwayne Haskins, and then I would argue his most important recruiting job was bringing in, you know, Justin Fields on, you know, the transfer. He was phenomenal in doing that. He brings in a pair of quarterbacks this year. And then he has Kyle McCord, 5-star, lined up to come in the class of 2021. Like, how impressed are you with him just being able to recruit and develop these elite-level quarterbacks and have them in the pipeline, and what now is so vital to be successful in college football, because they also drive the rest of the recruiting class?
Yeah, 100%. And I agree with what you said about Justin Fields, too, that I think that was really one of his biggest recruiting wins was getting Justin Fields, because if you look at what that season would look like without him at quarterback, it's way different. There's no question it's way different for them. And who knows, maybe we're not talking about this recruiting class the same way. So I agree with that. And I think, you know, comparing him to Urban Meyer, you were correct also in saying that Ryan Day is not trying to beat Urban Meyer. And he said that when he was first hired. And I actually spoke with him about that. And he said he wants to continue the blueprint, but put his spin on it. And at quarterback, I think that's part of the blueprint with Urban Meyer and with Ohio State, that despite the environment we're in with transfers, and especially at the quarterback position, how many transfers we see, they have done a good job. Ohio State has done a really good job in the past, really even beyond Ryan Day taking over, really keeping a good depth chart, a solid quarterback room at that position. And I know everybody's going to point to Joe Burrow transferring, but outside of that, there's really been good depth. And when some guy, if there's any injuries, they've got someone to step in right away. And so looking at the future now, you've got Justin Fields, who you're going to get another season with. You've got a chance now to develop some of these guys. They got C.J. Stroud in the last class, who we had as the number two ranked pocket passing quarterback. And I think that's a little bit deceiving to just label him as a pocket passing quarterback, because I think he can do a little bit of everything. And they're going to be able to develop some of these guys underneath Justin Fields now. And I think that really now is the key to this for longevity, for consistency, for any program. When you get that guy at quarterback, it's making sure behind him you're landing guys that can come in and really pick up where he left off once the starter leaves, and guys that you can develop in the system and just plug in and keep him on campus. So far, so good for Ryan Day. Let's watch and look at what happens over the next couple of seasons, but I don't see any issues, any flaws in the system right now.
Tom Van Herren with us from ESPN. That's it, right? It's now moving forward and checking out, you know, Ryan Day as that in-game coach with talent that he's recruited. I don't think it's been underreported, Tom, but maybe to some people, since he's a college coach and he wasn't a big name, people don't realize that he was an NFL quarterbacks coach. Like, that's the one thing if he had that Urban Meyer didn't, right? He's worked with professionals at the highest deal, right? He had Kaepernick, he had Gabbard, he worked with Bradford. And so these guys that come into Ohio State, I mean, look at Brian Hartline, what he's done with the receiver, with the recruiting of the receivers. But Brian's been there. He's lived there. He's been where these guys want to go. That kind of credibility, I'm sure Ryan Day also brings to the table, that may be a little bit undersold as far as an advantage.
Absolutely. And especially if you're talking about just quarterback, too, with just even that position alone, I think that's crucial for quarterbacks, because a lot of times I think people forget that these recruits really only have 3 to 4 years to accomplish their goals. And at the elite prospect who Ohio State is after, they want to become an NFL prospect and they want to win a national championship or at least have a shot at it. So if you only have 3 to 4 years to do that, there's a reason why the top quarterbacks go to a lot of the same programs every single year, because it's not a sales pitch of saying, we need you to help us get there. It's, oh, look, Dwayne Haskins came in and played for one season, and then he was an NFL draft pick. Look at Justin Fields came in after one season, and look at the video game numbers he put up, and he's going to be an NFL draft prospect. We already know how to do it, so come in here, learn from everybody here, and if you put in the right work, it'll happen for you. I think that's a huge recruiting pitch for coaches, not just Ryan Day, anybody that's done it before. And they've got that in their pocket. And, you know, you mentioned his past too, working with Chip Kelly. He's worked with some big names in the past that on the offensive side, especially, that carry some clout, and that absolutely carries weight with prospects. And if you combine that with the number of prospects we just saw drafted in the NFL draft, especially in the first few rounds, recruits are paying attention to that. And we're seeing it now in this 2021 class. And I think we're going to see it again in the next class as well.
Tom Van Herren of ESPN covering college football and recruiting here on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. And kind of a broader college football question, Tom. It's been kind of bleak, I guess, over the last month about whether your college football will be played or not. It looked like the SEC was moving in the direction of playing, Big 12 as well. I think there's some momentum in the Big 10. Pac-12, there was some uncertainty, but, you know, what do you make of the news that, I guess, over for the overall academic opportunity, the fact that, you know, it appears that Cal and UCLA said that they will be on campus now in the fall. Do you believe that, you know, we could have all five Power Five conferences playing some form of football now come autumn?
Yeah, it's such a tough question, and I think everybody's being really careful with it because it's just there's so many unknowns with it, and especially with what's going to happen with the virus and with the spread and where we're going to be at come August and September. And I think everybody's saying the right things right now and saying we're going to wait and see, we're going to follow the guidelines. I do think that everybody is going to do everything in their power to try to make some kind of season happen, make something happen, because it's so crucial for a lot of these universities. And we actually have at ESPN.com, we've got a couple stories that are going up today and then tomorrow. We've got one today about testing and what that would have to look like and the challenges that you go through. And I think when you're answering this question and when you're looking at the college football side of it, I think the biggest thing for me is you can't compare it to the pros because they have such different obstacles in college football. The pros, they've got their union, their employees, their paid athletes. It's completely different than the NCAA, who has been towing this line of amateurism and saying these are student athletes, they're students first, they're student athletes. You can't say that for so many years and then trot them out and say everything's going to be fine and we're going to risk their health and safety and they're going to play. You have to go through every single guideline. You have to go through every single risk management approach. And I think that's what the conferences are doing right now. From talking to some people around the country, I think everybody is trying to put together their contingency plans, trying to put together the best options in case we're ready to go, in case we're not ready to go, and make the call. So I think it's still early to say, but my gut tells me that the conferences are going to try to put something together to have some kind of season.
We agree with you. Tom Van Haren of ESPN. Thanks for jumping on, pal. We always appreciate you. We'll reach out again soon.
Okay. Thanks for having me, guys. See you.